Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello everyone, this is Allison, and thank you for being here on beautiful BBS Radio. And I hope that everyone is doing real well this evening. What a beautiful day it was here in Pennsylvania. I know a lot of us got some really nice weather today, nice break from that winter cold. So I had a great day looking at the sunshine. Okay, now, Visible by Numbers is a show that focuses on numerology and also the spiritual philosophy that it teaches. Now, numerology not only teaches spiritual philosophy, but it also demonstrates it by each and every personal reading. And I could tell you honestly that as a numerologist, I am in awe of the beauty of our souls, the things that I see in numerology charts. I'm just in awe. And I've got to say that there's so much to be learned from the study of numerology. A chart actually represents a soul's journey in this lifetime. It speaks of the energy of the soul itself, what the soul has chosen to learn, as well as the energy flowing into the soul's life to be a catalyst for the soul's experiences. We all have a destiny, a chosen path, and a reason for being here. Now on tonight's show, we will listen to the journey of one soul who followed her destiny. And frankly, I'm in awe of this person. 3 years ago, I did a numerology reading for her. And I'm sure at the time she thought that I was speaking in a foreign tongue. I recall that I told her that she was a messenger, a light worker, and a soul that had come on some level to enlighten humanity. I also told her that at some point in her latter years, an experience or event would happen to be a catalyst for her deeper spiritual development. And I even do believe I mentioned her gifts as well, one of them being that she was a writer and that perhaps someday she would write a book that would have a message for humanity. And here she is tonight, this courageous soul to tell the story about her journey and also to share with us the exciting news of the release of her new book, Be Grateful for the Shade. It is my complete pleasure to introduce you to Molly Harris. Hi, Molly. Welcome to Visible by Numbers.
Hi, Allison. Thank you very much for having me on. I deeply appreciate it.
Well, it is totally my pleasure because on some level I have been tracking you for over the past 3 years and what you've been through and how far you've come and what you're going to talk about this evening is just amazing for me. And I guess in order to talk about the book, Be Grateful for the Shade, we really have to begin at the beginning. So, you know, maybe you could start by telling us about your life with Russ and the whole basis of the book.
Yes, I was married for 25 years, and about 3 years ago, after a year and a half battle with cancer, my husband physically died, and the love of my life, my twin soul, as my family and friends say, we were joined at the hip, and it was kind of devastating because even, you know, I was just an ordinary woman living just a, you know, a wonderful life with my husband and really did not delve into the spiritual. And about the whole year after that was kind of what everyone calls the dark nights of the soul, which kind of, I did not want to be here without my husband. And so it kind of, the way to distract myself from that, I started delving into book and book after book of religion and spirituality and all kinds of things. And that's what this book is about that journey.
And just to backtrack you a little, because, you know, I've had the privilege of being able to read this book. And when you talk about the love of your life, your relationship with Russ was about as good as it gets. And he was your world. He had children, but you guys didn't have children together. This was the love of your life. You know, it was beyond perhaps what some of us you know, ever get the chance to experience. Would you say that that's true?
Yes, I am very blessed. Yes,
right.
That is true.
And when he got sick, this was not just a quick illness. He was sick for quite some time, wasn't he, Molly?
Yes, for a year and a half, and was on and off life support about three times, and in and out of intensive care. So it was a journey.
And even, you know, even if we talk about the stress levels or the anxiety levels of having the love of your life battling cancer, but also, I mean, it was rather extraordinary, his treatment itself. I mean, there were times when you thought he was going to die many a time during his treatment. Would that's safe to say, right?
Oh, yes.
Right, and you loved him. And this was very, that took its toll on you in itself, didn't it?
Yes, yeah, having, you know, three or four or five chances of him going, within a year and a half period,
mm-hmm.
And then losing my mom 6 months before him,
mm-hmm.
It was pretty traumatic.
It was. It was traumatic. And I have to say that when I read the book and when you were describing how you met and eventually got married and your life together, it was a beautiful story of two people very deeply in love. And when the part of the book got to the point about the illness, I think you did an extraordinary job of being able to put your emotions down about the love, but also about how difficult it was to fight this battle with him. And then eventually he died. And I know that when I first met you, or when we first did that first numerology reading, that was very shortly after his death, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was
right.
Several months after that.
And you were not just in a state of grief, or even what I would call a dark night of the soul. I mean, I think it would be safe to say, Molly, that you really were questioning the point of your staying around to live, because he was your life. Would that?
Oh yes, that's correct. You,
right.
You're right on that point.
Yeah, it was overwhelming grief.
Yes, it was.
It was.
It kind of shattered my whole being because he.
Right, right. And so what I would want to for our listeners to know, you know, as a numerologist, when I'm looking at Molly's chart, and I'm not, I know that she had lost her husband. That was knowledge that I had prior to doing the numerology reading. But I'm looking at it, and there's certain things about the chart that stood out to me. And I know that I told you that, you know, your maturity number was an 11-2. Oftentimes, that can mean, if you were to just take old numerology texts and if you were to study things, it can mean the closing of a door in order to open a new one is often what that means. And with it being in a maturity position, it means it happens after the age of 45. In the spiritual, usually an 11 leads to enlightenment or illumination, or you're defining the things that you believe to be true, your connection to your God source. All of that comes in under the vibration of an 11, and this is your maturity number. However, you are an 11 life path. So that does say that even from the onset of birth, you were a messenger, a light worker, and someone that comes to enlighten humanity. And so when we did this reading, I was very aware of your tremendous grief, and trying to help you make sense of it, I think, is really what we were doing at the time, right,
yes,
Molly?
Yes, we were.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you were in an eight pentacle, and, you know, an eight pentacle, I mean, those of you out there, I don't know what a pentacle is, Allison, and I understand that. And a pentacle really is a defined period of your life. It lasts for a certain amount of years, and you're under the influence of that energy, and that number creates experiences in your life. A lot. It's kind of like the law of manifestation. That number will draw to you events and things having to do with that number. And I was, I'm always leery whenever I see an eight pentacle in the chart of someone who doesn't have eights, like for life path or birthday or expression, heart's desire, personality number. I really prefer to see the eight up top of the chart when I see it in a pinnacle position. Usually what an eight pinnacle means is a time of achievement, power and mastery over self, but also it also means that there can be obstacles in an eight pinnacle. The eight is not necessarily an easy vibration to live under. Quite often there are things to overcome and things to surmount, because some of the energy of the eight is being determined and also being a survivor. And so I think it would be safe to say that eight pentacle was teaching you how to survive. To a certain extent. Would you use those words, Molly?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm looking at her chart and I'm doing her numerology, and I know that you thought I was crazy because I'm saying.
I did.
Yeah. She's like totally, not really digging what you're saying, Allison, right? Because I'm telling you all these things about your own spirituality, about coming to this place of enlightenment and whatnot. And, you really were not all that spiritual per se, right?
No, I was not.
No. So, okay. So here we are. And then it was so beautifully written, Molly, truly, this aspect of the book, love, and about your grief.
Okay.
But tell us, when did you start this spiritual journey?
Well, I was out on our property. We have 15 acres out in northern Arizona. And I was at the barn, and the full moon was coming up over one of the mountains in the area. And we used to sit out and just watch the moon come up, and it was wonderful time for us. So I decided to take a picture of it to keep that memory alive, and I got some orbs in my photo. And I'm not really familiar with what orbs are, but they were these globes, you know, these illuminating globes in the photo, and I thought, well, that's odd. So I took more and more photos and continued to get orbs in and around the barn area. And so then one night I was out there and decided to take four pictures again, and something flew by on the camera screen. And it was like, I've never seen that before. So I continued to take pictures and got pictures what I now consider spirit orbs in motion. And what my belief is after research and contemplation on it is actual spirits in this dimension, and we view them as the spirit orbs, but these were actually in motion via
right.
camera screen.
Right. I know in particular one picture that you took, you actually set your camera up on a stand and you put a timer on it, and you took one picture of yourself standing there, and then you set the intention and you called in your husband and you asked him, Russ, if you're here, please come to this picture. Please come into this picture and let me see you. And perhaps you'd like to share with our listeners what the next frame had in it.
I had extended my arm, and the next frame had an orb right in my hand. And another orb at the bottom of the picture, which was in motion.
Mm-hmm.
The one in my hand was still, but the one in motion was at the bottom of the frame. So they were there.
They were there,
the
right.
Were there.
So you kind of got the, I would guess, the feeling that Russ, and in particularly in the barn, but that you got the feeling that you were getting a validation that he was there with you?
Absolutely. And the validation is kind of like if you have somebody that you're very closely bonded to, and you are in the same room together and you close your eyes, you can feel their energy. And
mm-hmm.
that's what I was feeling. I was feeling Russ's energy as if he, you know, his physical body was not there, but I was feeling as if my eyes were closed and he was in the room with me.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, how many would you say, if you were to, you know, orb photos, how many do you have at this point?
Oh, thousands.
Right.
Thank
and
goodness for digital cameras.
Thank God for digital.
Yeah.
And how about orb videos, the actual ones of them in movement?
I have hours and hours of incredible videos. I have, you know, several that are beyond comprehension, and I've even, you know, showed them to family and friends, and of course you've seen them, and
right.
they're just unexplainable.
And you actually took these orb. You were at an orb conference in Sedona, weren't you? And you showed them your collection of pictures and videos. What were their comments?
Oh, I showed some of the people that wrote the book, The Orb Project, and they were fascinated by them.
Right.
You know, they have seen many. My pictures and videos and photos are mostly of the spirit's actual motion, in motion, where you
mm-hmm.
can see them traveling, and
mm-hmm.
I've seen them on the camera screen.
Mm-hmm.
I have started to see them visibly with my eyes, but mostly through the camera screen.
Right,
and
right.
So it's incredible to me. I've never experienced anything like it.
So you're seeing these orbs and trying on some level to comprehend what all this means, and so this is the, you know, the, of course, first off, we're looking at your love for your husband, mm-hmm. this incredible soulmate connection, and the loss of your husband, which is leaving you wanting validation of the afterlife. Where did he go? Is he still with me? And this is kind of a motivating factor. And the orbs become validation that he's around you, right?
Yes.
And so from there, from the first orb, where did, I mean, you've grown to me, you know, in conversations that we've had by leaps and bounds as far as it being becoming enlightened and embracing spiritual philosophy and understanding that nothing dies, no one dies, that we're still here with each other, whether in the physical form or in the spiritual form. I mean, you've grown immensely. So you're seeing these orbs. Where do you get from point A of seeing the orbs to where you are today? I mean, what was that journey like for you? I mean, there must have been moments of elation and excitement, and there also must have been dark, dreary times when you thought it all was craziness, right?
Oh, yes. I thought it was very crazy. You know, I feel sometimes that I'm living between two worlds because I do know that there is no death. And, you know, this is an ongoing journey of discovery for me, and I'm learning more and more about life, love, and our divine creator, and that our loved ones are not gone.
Right.
We are not disconnected from them, and we do not have to let them go as we were, you know, meant to believe. And that the spirit world is actually closer than we can even imagine. And yeah, there's times when I feel disconnected from this world sometimes, because I know when you have watched the love of your life get an incurable disease and then, you know, take his last breath, you know that there's something more to life than just man's material world.
Right.
And I have just been spending a lot of money reading book after book after book and learning and talking to people and experiencing the orbs firsthand.
Right.
In my book are some, what I believe are some fantastic pictures of spirits in motion.
Right.
And nobody can, you know, I don't care how many people try to debunk them or whatever. I have the original disc that they're on, you know, so it can be looked at and everything, but nobody can still take away what I have seen.
Right. And this is an important thing to mention about the book, because I think this is what is so extraordinary about the book. It's so extraordinary in the sense that it's, you're talking about your story of how you got here to question the existence beyond what we call this physical plane. And this journey with experimentation, science, you have really approached it scientifically with these orbs and whatnot. And you also began to study about orbs and to see what people had written and, you know, really tried to educate yourself so that you, and even studied equipment and cameras and whatnot for capturing, let's call it phenomenon, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. But what is beautiful about this book is the beauty, the honesty, the purity of your love that is expressed in the first pages. And then the sincere grief and loss as Russ, you know, you have to cope with the loss of the love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then this journey of beginning to see orbs. And this book has some fantastic, amazing pictures at the end of the book. Is it in the end of the book, Molly? Because
yes.
I haven't seen a finished copy.
Mm-hmm.
But they're amazing pictures of these orbs, which is kind of proof and validation.
Yes.
You know, for anyone that's reading the book, they can see the pictures themselves, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's total validation as far as I'm concerned that the spirit world is, like I said, closer than we can imagine. And I believe technology in the pretty near future is going to bring about the discovery of where it actually is.
Right, right. Well, you know, on so many levels, I think with quantum physics, I think with the technology that we have, I think that spiritual philosophy itself on so many levels is going to be proven in a scientific way. You know, they call it, what do they call it? They don't really consider numerology to be a science. It's a parascience. They don't consider, you know, they can't prove mediumship and things like that. But eventually, I think technology is absolutely going to prove this. To be so. I mean, now they are proving that thoughts do manifest things.
Yes.
And there's some really wonderful books out there with absolute scientific evidence as much. And so I agree with you that they will be able to prove unequivocally with these orbs. Now, what I find interesting is, let's talk about some of this debunking stuff. You know, they say, you know, all this stuff about orbs. Okay, here's my deal. Here's my deal. I would love nothing better than to pick up my digital camera and call in my angels and guides and shoot pictures in my living room and get pictures of orbs in my camera. That would make me one happy camper. Yet, I pick up my digital camera over and over again. People take pictures of me. I take pictures of them. I don't get a whole lot of orbs in my photos, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, to me, if it's dust or insects or what the heck ever, well, God knows I'm not a Martha Stewart, okay? I've got dust in my house. I have dogs running around. It seems to me that if it is dust and all that stuff, these dust orbs would be showing up in my photos. But they don't. I don't get them. I don't get orbs in my photos. Rarely. It's not to say that I haven't had a few, but when I want them, I'll kick the carpet and say, okay, I'll have, show me dust orb. And I don't get anything. So you tell me. You know, to me, that's the one defining proof for me is if this is so, then why can't I get a picture of an orb in a picture when I want one, mm-hmm. if it's dust?
Well, and that's true. The debunking thing is, it holds nothing with me either with what I've seen. The orbs, the spirits in motion that I have seen, take an intelligent path.
Right, exactly.
They are extremely fast. Dust is not fast. and these are extremely fast. The one series of, well, there's two sets of series of photos where I got the same spirit in motion in about seven photos, one right after the other.
Right, I remember that.
You are
that.
Not going to get the same dust particle in a series of photos, one after the other.
Right.
And I have seen the speed that these that the spirits travel at. It is beyond comprehension to me. They're just so lightning fast that it's hard to take. My camera's not even fast enough. You know?
Right.
And so, I don't agree with that.
Okay. Molly, hold that thought because I do think that we have got somebody that's called into the show.
Okay.
Do we have a caller?
Yes. Hi, Allison. This is Jean.
Hi, Jean. How are you?
Great. I was just listening to your story
mm-hmm.
and with the orbs. And I'm like you. I take pictures all through my house, and I don't get – sometimes I'll get an orb or two. But if I go to my daughter's house and we take pictures there with her and my grandson – we get all kinds of orbs, and blue ones, red ones, white ones. You can see faces in them.
Mm.
And she just gets tons of them at her house.
Right.
And I just thought maybe she had a vortex or something.
I think that there is places that are a higher vibration, but I also believe that some people have a higher vibration. For instance, if you take a look at even Molly's vibration, she has a higher vibration than most people because she is an 11 master number. And I do believe that, to a certain extent, this is drawing this to her. But I also feel the actual barn where Molly has taken some of these incredible shots, but now you're getting them in the house, too, right, Molly?
Yes, they're enjoying the house.
They're in the house. Now, and this is a brand-new house, so you don't got a lot of dust, right?
Well, we do have a lot of dust, but I get mostly spirit in motion photos.
Right, spirit in motion in the house.
See the trail.
Right. So, Jean, what do you think about your grandson and your daughter? Do you think they're just more around them?
I think so. I think that they're my daughter. Even from little on, she's been talking to her angels and guides, and
well, there you go.
And played with her guardian angel when she was little, and that.
Right.
And. I just said, okay. At the time, I didn't know all that much about it, but I started learning more about it. And so, but she's seen all that stuff from little on. And,
right.
And
well,
I
little
just
children
think
now are coming in so incredibly gifted anyhow. I mean, I see that in the numerology charts.
Yes, yes.
It's all, and I have to say that I do have a granddaughter, and we get orb photos with her quite often. So I agree with you that, you know, maybe it's the children that are coming in now.
Yes.
Much higher.
One thing we had on there the other day that she was taking pictures, and there was like, it was like a little fairy.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah. And it had eyes and like a little hair on it and a little feather on the side. I mean, it just, it's really an interesting picture. And as she took pictures throughout the room, it was moving across the room.
Huh. That's beautiful. I would love to see that picture. So would you do me a favor? I don't know if you want to share it, but I would, you know, I would just
sure.
love to see it.
Sure.
You know, my email address is right there on the visit.
Yeah, I have your email address.
Well, sweetheart, email me that picture because I would love to see it.
I will do that.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Well, and thanks for listening to me because I've been wondering about these orbs too, and I've been wondering why there's so many of my daughters. And now after talking and listening to you two, I understand a lot more. So,
where do you live?
We live in South Dakota.
Maybe there's just more energy. You know, I do believe that there's certain places on this planet that are vortexes, or there is certain energy, more energy in certain areas that may allow this. But quite often I think they follow the children as well. So
yes, because we did have a birthday party at a place where they have children's parties, and there were a lot of orbs in those pictures, and there were some real pretty blue ones.
Wow.
But most of them were white. So.
Wow. Well, there you go.
I will email that to you after I listen to you girls, okay?
Okay, well, thank you for sharing.
Thank
we
you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so, Molly, if you don't mind, we're going to get back to that conversation, but what I would like to do is just give out the call-in numbers. We would be more than happy to take your calls, your questions, your comments. We would just love to hear from you if perhaps you have some experiences with orb phenomenon. I'm talking to my very special guest, Molly Harris. Her book is coming out January 11th. It's called Be Grateful for the Shade, and it's a story of her journey with her true love through a time of death with her husband and then this amazing discovery of life after death as evidenced by these absolutely brilliant orb photos that are in the back of the book that Molly took. So Molly's my guest, and I'm sure she'd love to hear from you. And you may have some questions for her about your orb photos. So I'm going to give you the numbers. You can call toll-free in the USA at 877-876-5227. You can also call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. We really do welcome your questions and your comments. So, I'm so glad that Jean called in. Isn't that interesting, Molly?
That is very interesting, yes.
Right, and you think, to a certain extent, now I know that you live where in, exactly?
I live in northern Arizona, out in the country.
Right, and there's a lot of vortexes in Arizona, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And you do have, one of the signs for a vortex is actually a tree that's bent. Is that true or not true?
Yeah, a tree that is twisted.
Right, and you have one of those by your barn, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
And also there's the possibility or there is the probability that this was Indian land at one time as well?
Yes, I believe so, yes.
Right. So what do you think about this magic barn of yours?
Well, it's very active, but they don't clean up horse poop, but we shouldn't get them to do that. Well, my husband says that's not his job anymore. He's in heaven. He doesn't need to do that. No, really, I believe there are heightened areas, and NASA has proved that there are heightened areas called vortexes where ley lines, which is the Earth's energy, come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there are many vortexes around this planet. But there are heightened vortexes.
Right.
I have gotten more different photos other than just the spirit orb, other unexplainable photos where nobody can tell me what is in the photo.
Really?
I have some notions of what it is by my research and everything else, but nobody can tell me what it is.
What does it look like, Molly?
Well, one looks like she talked about is a fairy or something with wings. Another looks like plasma, which is the next step of manifestation of spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that, you know, scientists have proved that the vibration of Mother Earth is speeding up, that time is speeding up, and I believe, my own personal belief is that because of that speeding up, the veil between the spirit world, which is right here among us,
mm-hmm.
in this universe, is thinning.
Right. I agree.
And that's why I believe that the spirit orb, with today's technology, with the refinement of today's technology and digital cameras, we are able to capture it on video and in on digital camera.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of time, you actually concentrated to a certain extent on perhaps some evenings where it might have been an 11 universal day or a day that vibrated to a master energy and took photos on those nights. And you found that those got to be quite productive nights for you, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. The best pictures I took were on January 11th, 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the 7 photographs that are in my book.
Right.
And that was the night where the spirit energy was just zipping everywhere. And
right, right. Because I think on days, on certain days, I do think that you know, it's a day of enlightenment. It's a day that connects us more on a deeper level to the spiritual. It might be a day where some of us are just more inspired than others. And in your case, this would be a time of spirit activity for you. You're an 11 life path. Obviously, an 11 day is going to be important for you. And I find that very true when doing numerology. Even the years that people are, for instance, 38 years old, 29 years old, 47, 56, years where your actual age adds up to an 11,
mm-hmm.
you will find that there sometimes there can be an event at that time that is the catalyst for, you know, some sort of enlightenment, or there can be something, a door might be closed where a new one is opened that propels you in that sort of genre towards the spiritual philosophy. I find that certain days, oh, certainly, you know, we can certainly cite September 11th as being, you know, or Katrina falling on an 11 day. There's always a message that comes, quite often a message that comes on an 11 day. So I, you know, time is important. And that speeding up thing, that's driving me a little crazy.
It's
like,
driving me crazy too?
I'm like, where did my day go? When your children, you know, 5 minutes feels like 5 hours.
Yes.
You know, and school. Do you remember when you watched the clock at school and you would be in, like, some god-awful American history class with a teacher that was droning on and on and on and on, and that hour just took, it seemed like it took a decade to pass, and now
it just flies by.
You look at the clock and it's like, my God, it's afternoon, where did my day go?
When you talk about that 11 and time speeding up and everything, I honestly believe, especially since knowing you and numerology, that everything is related to energy and vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And scientists are proving that. I just picked up a book by a lady physicist, and me reading physicist books, it's like, oh my gosh, you know.
Yeah, you've turned into quite a little smarty, I have to say.
But it's very interesting how scientists are starting to prove these things, other dimensions and things like that. But and how energy is related to everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially numerology and numbers.
Yeah.
And I find that to be even heightened, you know, since my journey that started 3 years ago.
Right.
On numbers, I get them quite a bit.
Right. Right. Well, I do think that the spiritual communicates to us to a certain extent in numbers. People seeing the repetitive numbers and also with dates, you know, certain dates, certain events, and certainly, you know, if we just examine the universal year that we're in and what that will bring, I mean, there is perfect order, and I do think that this is the time for this. I said a long time ago when, you know, when we entered into the 2000s, and when you have those zeros anywhere in a numerology chart, frankly, but certainly when you're looking at a year that's 200, let's say 7, last year,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at double zeros in that, and that is opening up that doorway to the spiritual realm and to the God source.
Mm-hmm.
And the 2 certainly is another number that opens up your psychic awareness and your intuitiveness, and certainly that 7 was very secrets and lies, and also it's talking about spiritual and finding the truth. So I do believe that the new, even the years that as we move from one year to the next, it's bringing different experiences. There is divine order, and that order can be discerned by the numbers. And numbers have meanings, quite frankly, and that's what numerology is all about. The number is actually an archetype. So it's all very fascinating. I do think we got another caller, though, so I'll be quiet. And who's calling, please?
Yes, thank you. My name is Christy. I'm the sister of Molly.
Hi,
and I just called in to just confirm a few things.
Sure.
That when her husband had passed, she had called, and she was in despair and very sad and crying a lot and very hopeless because she loved him very much. The family knew that. But then later, after seeing things that she didn't know what she was seeing or recognizing, and when she spoke to you and she was starting to understand things and see orbs and things like that and being more aware of her surroundings, she changed a lot. She was happy. She felt like she was in communication again and things were happening and she was seeing another world that nobody had seen before or few people have seen. And so she made amazing change from despair and loneliness to happiness. She laughs now and smiles where she wasn't doing that before. So I just wanted to call to confirm, ever since she was a little girl, when we were kids, she always told the truth. She was always an honest person. And I don't know what she sees because I live in another area and don't get to see her too often, but I believe her because she doesn't lie and she always talks to me and she's quite honest. So I just wanted to call in and
you've seen a little
info.
The video, haven't you? You've seen the photographs and the video, haven't you, Kristen?
Oh, yes. Well, she would all the time call and say, oh, I saw this, and she'd send me photographs, and I'm going, I don't believe it. It's just amazing the things she comes across, things I haven't seen.
Right.
And I've seen books, or once in a while when I was going to college, we came across a few talks or lectures, I would say, about supernatural or orbs, things like that. And I've never seen the quality of the things that she's taken or that she has found. And I was just amazed. I'm going, whoa, this is awesome.
Well, that's great. And thank you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell her that the things that she has said have enlightened me also, because I take pictures all the time too, and I don't get anything.
Well,
I just get blurry pictures. My pictures don't even come out right.
Well, I think this is her mission in life, frankly, and so because it is her destiny, because this is her mission, perhaps that's why she has something to say about orbs and something to teach us about life after death, and I really believe that that's all part of her path. But, you know, I'll keep trying with my camera if you keep trying with yours.
It's just not happening here, that's for sure. But I just want to say I'm very proud of her, and you've helped a lot, too, for her to understand things and have been very, very helpful in her teachings and learnings, too.
Right. Well, she's done it, most of it on her own, I'll tell you.
Well, okay,
she deserves
well, nice
the credit.
Talking to you.
Thanks a lot. Love you.
Well, good evening.
All righty. Thank you, dear. You really do, because you really attacked this like a bulldog, I think, attacked it to try to understand and to try to learn. And I think that's one of the things that I admire most about you, is your determination and trying to figure out what these orbs were. And this is your journey. I've just been so incredibly fortunate to get an occasional phone call about how it's been going, you know, and have you share some of these pictures with me, which are amazing. But I have to say, Molly, you know, I do numerology readings every week, and I tell people things. And I remember so vividly your reading, and I remember where you were. And I know what I told you. And it seemed like insane at the time to you.
Yes,
but for me, I just knew what I saw in the numbers. And I knew that this potential laid there for you. I knew that it was up to you to decide whether or not you wanted to go down that road. And I am absolutely so incredibly proud of you. I am proud of you for how far you've come. I'm proud of you for the tenacity at which you studied this subject, the tenacity in which you've taken your photos and categorized them and really been very scientific about it as well. And not only that, but the beauty in the way in which you wrote this book. I cannot encourage people enough, and I think this is really a good time to say this. This book is actually, the release date is January 11th, so we're a few days ahead of schedule here with the radio program. The name of the book is Be Grateful for the Shade. Now, Molly, take a moment. Well, okay, I'm going to have you take a moment here, but let me just finish what I was saying. You can email blue@saltycovepress.com to pre-order this book, and I really do encourage everyone to, you know, if you're interested in a real-life journey of someone who really actually, I think, fulfilled their destiny or is in the middle of fulfilling her destiny, this is really a wonderful story of a spiritual journey. And it's also, I think, a book for anyone that's in a place of grief, who has lost a loved one, who really needs to be inspired. This is a wonderful book that will inspire you as well. And again, the name of the book is Be Grateful for the Shade. And you can, right on the front page of Visible by Numbers, there's a show info tab. And if you click on that tab, you can actually copy this email address. But again, it's blue, just like the color, at saltycovepress.com. And if you email Blue and say that you are interested in pre-ordering a copy, he will get you on the list and send you when it's available on Amazon or take care of your order from there and get your copy of this book. And you really need to read this book because not only is it incredibly beautifully written with a lot of heart, but it's also amazing. These orb photographs are amazing at the end of the book and really is proof that her husband is still with her. Now, Molly, take a moment and explain to us why Be Grateful for the Shade. Why did you pick that for a title?
Well, my husband had gone into surgery, said he wasn't going to live through the night, was put on life support, made it through that after months of, days of 45 days of being on life support and then several months in ICU and everything. And he came home, and of course we were optimistic, going to go through chemo and everything like that, and went to the doctor one day and found out that the cancer had returned what they call big time. And so I kind of started to cry and said, I feel like there's a dark cloud hanging over our head. And with death facing him, he said, be grateful for the shade. And that's where I got the title of the book.
I think that's beautiful.
Yes.
I think it's beautiful. And the cover is beautiful, Molly. I love the cover of the book. And it's an incredible cover. One more time, what I'd like to do is give toll-free numbers. I think we've got time for another caller. If anyone's got a question or a comment, certainly if you're out there and perhaps you've gone through something difficult in your life where you've lost a loved one and perhaps would like to connect with Molly and talk to her. And maybe you have some orb photos or have experienced taking pictures with orbs or have a question about orbs, because I got to tell you, Molly has become quite the expert on orbs. You're welcome to call into the show. The numbers are USA 877-876-5227. Canada, it's toll-free, 888-815-9756. And you can call the station direct at 530-876-3222. And again, my guest is Molly Harris. We're talking about her spiritual journey and the book that's soon to be published this week,
yes,
available to the public, called Be Grateful for the Shade, which is basically a story of true love and loss and also spiritual discovery. So I think it's a fabulous book, Molly, and I'm so incredibly proud of you for writing it. Really,
well,
I am.
You. Thank you. And I do want to state that the spirit orbs are nothing like the Halloweenish portrayal. I believe that the spirit energies that are coming through as orbs into this dimension are here to enlighten us that there is no death. There is only a physical death of the vessel which we live in this planet,
mm-hmm,
and that our loved ones do not die. There is no spiritual death. We are eternal beings that the divine creator, God, made and created, and this whole journey has enlightened me to that, and it has brought me to a place of recognition which helps me live on this planet that man has made, you know, that has created. And so the spiritual orbs, I believe, are an enlightenment to help me to tell other, you know, to help other people realize that there is no death.
Right.
And that they are not supernatural. I believe they are more natural than we are on this planet.
Right.
I believe that they're not just our loved ones in spirit. I believe they're other cosmic beings, you know. And so there is a lot more, I've learned this very truly, that there is a lot more unseen than can be seen on this planet.
Right.
And as I stated before, when you watch somebody go through, especially cancer, a disease that really breaks the body down and everything, and then take their last breath, you know that there's something more. There's,
right.
You know, there's got to be more. And,
right.
And I am grateful and I am blessed. I mean, this is not something that I'm doing on my own. I am blessed to have seen what I have seen and discovered what I have discovered.
Right.
And it's an ongoing journey.
Right. Well, I think that your sharing this story with the public is just courageous of you, Molly, because I know that it probably took its toll on you to walk through those memories and to put it down into words. But I know that it'll be an incredible resource for perhaps someone out there that's grieving for the loss of a loved one and perhaps picks up the book and then realizes that you have this message for them that love never dies, that their spirit is with us closer than you know, we could even imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's incredible because, you know, your numerology says that you're a messenger, and I really believe that this book is your message. I do think that we have one more caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Sharon. I'm listening to the show, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, thank you, Sharon. Thank you.
And also becoming educated.
Are you really? Well, good.
Yeah. I actually, when I'm on my computer or if I'm watching TV, if I look to the right, I do see spots of white light, and I think that's maybe an orb.
Very possibly, yes.
I see it all the time.
Right. It could very well be an orb. I know that, you know, a very wise medium that I know from Casadagua, his name is Lewis Gates, and he was talking, I was actually sitting in one of his mediumship classes, and you know what he told us? He said that when you see the white lights out of the corner of your eyes,
yeah,
or the shadows, you know, you're busy doing something else. You're actually, your mind is engaged. So your mind is engaged, but your subconscious is not necessarily engaged. And those orbs are showing up because, you know, you're focused on one thing, but they're kind of like in your peripheral vision. And what happens is when you notice that you're seeing something and then suddenly you shift and turn to look to see what it is, what you've actually done is shifted your energy and lost the connection. So what you might want to try doing is when you're, let's say, enthralled in an article or looking at something on the Internet or even watching TV, this happens so often when we're watching TV,
okay,
don't shift your energy. Don't turn your head quickly. Acknowledge the fact that you're seeing something out of your corner of your eye and very slowly and calmly turn your head without shifting your thoughts and look at it, and you might actually see it in a larger form. And that was something really brilliant that Lewis was teaching in that class. And you might find that you are predisposed to seeing things, being somewhat clairvoyant if you're seeing them with your eyes.
Yeah.
Wow. Those could also be angelic, too.
Right. Could be your angels, yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, it's been happening for a couple of years now.
Well, a lot of people have been noticing this intensifying ever so much over the course of the you know, last 5 years. It's just really been intensifying for people. Even have you ever had your numerology done?
I know a little bit about numerology.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that my I think it's my life path number is 1, and then I know that my other number is 2.
Mm-hmm. Well, your
attitude
other
number is 2.
Right. Your 2, you know, people talk about the 11s as being here as messengers, and certainly they are, and they do have a great deal of psychic ability. But the interesting thing is 2s don't often realize that they have psychic ability. People that have 2s are actually very psychic, and they actually are in communication with the spiritual realm. So if you've got a 2 anywhere in your chart, my dear, I would definitely explore that because you probably have your own gifts. And you probably are, you know, what you're seeing could be angelic, could be your guides, but it certainly could be a spirit orb or something along those lines. So
Don't shift that energy. Just really slow turn and look at it. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for calling
in.
We appreciate
it. Thank you
it.
For your show.
Oh, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure. All right. Molly, one thing I did want to ask you, are you going to have some websites up for this?
Yes, I am. I don't have it up yet, but the website will be mollyrharris.com.
Okay. mollyrharris.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Because I'm working on my second book, too.
And you're going to be working on the second book, which is going to be about?
It's going to be about a lot that I've been researching and learning.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And so you're going to educate us about orbs, right?
I'm going to try.
Well, I, for one, am looking.
They won't leave me alone, so I guess I'll have to. They're them
well,
us, you know, always communicating with them.
Right. I think it's fascinating that you sit in your house with your camera on, and you follow the infrared, and the infrared actually picks up the orbs. And you don't take pictures of them. You just watch them through the lens of your camera.
I just watch them flying around.
Yeah. Now, people, did you hear what we just said? She sits in her house with her camera on, and the infrared, you know how, like, the infrared shoots out of a digital. Now, what is the purpose of that, Molly?
Well, it's the actual AF illuminator on the digital cameras.
Listen to your bad self sound like the scientist there. Okay, say it again. What is it?
The AF illuminators are the red light that goes out and judges the distance between what you're shooting and the camera.
Right.
And the orbs are illuminated by that AF illuminator.
Uh-huh.
And the flash is what actually picks up their energy source, because the flash in today's digital cameras are, I don't know the figure, but they're like a bajillion times brighter than the physical eye can see.
Uh-huh.
And when I believe when the energy is right, the spirit actually in motion is when they can actually break the veil and come through, the spirit energy.
Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing is, for us simple people, is that you sit with your camera in your living room with it on, and you watch orbs through the lens finder, and you watch them moving. And so I think that's absolutely fascinating. Apparently, they're not going to leave you alone, Molly. You're meant to do this. I think that's awesome.
Yes, I definitely have been blessed, and I realize that the good Lord has blessed me with the love of my life, and also now the journey of discovery that the spirit world is closer than we realize. And
right.
The bonds of love go on forever. We're eternal beings.
Right, right. And, you know, the one thing that I would want to just say here is, you know, so often, you know, when we're born and as we're indoctrinated into this society, and by the time we've watched enough TV, the general perception of what we're here for is to grow up and to get an education and get a job and make a bank full of money and have a big house and a nice car and a family. And that's the purpose of our lives. But truly, that is not the journey of our souls. That is not why we're here. For many of us, we all have destinies. We all have reasons to be here. And it's not tied to money. It's not tied to possessions. It's a journey in consciousness, of raising our consciousness in enlightenment, and also helping others to understand. And so, Molly, your destiny, as far as I can tell, is to give a gift to humanity through your experience, through your life, what it taught you, to share it with others. And I think you've done it brilliantly with this book, Be Grateful for the Shade. And again, everybody, I encourage you. I've read the book. It touched my heart. If you're interested in ordering this book, please email blue@saltycovepress.com, and it should be up on Amazon here, I would think, within a week or so, wouldn't it, Molly?
Yes, it should.
Okay. And so you can always check Amazon in a week. And unfortunately, Molly, our time's up,
well,
and it was wonderful having you here.
Okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it, Allison.
I appreciate you. And thank you, everyone, for calling Indivisible by Numbers. And those of you that are listening, thank you so much for listening. And we'll be back again next week, same time. Bless you all. Good night, Molly.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.allisonbachman.com. visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.